A few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said." Mary responded, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, how my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he took notice of his lowly servant girl. And now from all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me. He shows mercy from generation to generation to all who fear him. His mighty arm has done tremendous things. He has scattered the proud and haughty ones. He has brought down princes from their thrones and exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. He helped his servant Israel and remembered to be merciful. For he made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then went back to her own home.
What Hannah, our friend Hannah Morse, just read was a portion of the story of Jesus being born. It's called the Magnificat. What we've simplified it to is calling it Mary's song. And I don't know if you heard some of the statements that Mary wrote in that, but this is Mary, the one that God chose as a teenager to carry the Son of God in her womb. And so most likely this was not just some random song. This was a song that she was writing down as a response to the faithfulness of God. And some of those statements were, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. He's the Mighty One. He does wonderful things. He shows mercy from generation to generation to all who fear him." And most likely, text doesn't tell us this, but most likely that song was a song that was on repeat and Mary remembered it. And here we are today in 2022, still reading this song. It's kind of like a song that gets stuck in our head. How many of you like Christmas music? You've been listening to Christmas music since November 1st. You're planning to listen to it through January 1st. I mean, it never gets old to you. How many of you, you're kind of tired of Christmas music? You're ready? Yeah, a few of you. Have you ever noticed how Christmas music gets stuck in our heads? Have you ever noticed that? Yeah, and there's one particular song every year, no matter what I'm doing, whether I start listening to it in November or not, there's one song that just continually gets stuck in my head. And I don't know if you know this song, but Michael, maybe you could play a few notes. Yeah, you're ready for that? Yeah, go ahead. Do you know this song? What's the first word? I don't want. Yeah, see, you know it. You're like embarrassed to sing it. But here's the thing. I can predict that probably nobody sat down and really tried hard to memorize that song, right? And it's funny when you talk to people, it's like, yeah, we're all annoyed at that song, but everyone knows it. And I read recently that it was that song by Mariah Carey, "All I Want for Christmas Is You." That song was streamed 31 million times just this year. So it's a very popular song. But it's a song that gets in our head, not because we try to memorize it, but because it's on repeat. It's repetition. We remember it because it's on over and over and over again. That's a soundtrack. John Acuff wrote a book called Soundtracks. He said, you know what a soundtrack is? A soundtrack is a thought pattern that influences what you do. Your thoughts impact your actions. What you think about influences what you do. And these thoughts, these thought patterns that we have, they will turn into action for good or for bad, for better or for worse. And so one of the things he wrote in his book is to change, retire those broken soundtracks the ones that are maybe telling us lies, replace it with the soundtrack of God's word and put those on repeat over and over and over, just like Mary did with this song. And so tonight, what I want to encourage you to do as we bring this year to a close, as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, I want to encourage you to let the miracle of God's mercy be the soundtrack for your life. Let the miracle of God's mercy. What is God's mercy? God's mercy is, it's the unreasonable, unconditional, undeserved, unearned kindness of God. And who does he show mercy to? Well, Mary said he shows mercy from generation to generation to all who fear him, all who would stand in awe of him, all who would bring their lives under his lordship, bow their knees before their knee to him in worship. That's who God shows mercy to. We don't deserve it. We didn't do anything to earn it, but he shows this mercy. And once you've experienced the mercy of God, you will be changed. You will be filled with peace. You will have endurance in your life. This mercy of God will change your life because it's the kindness of God. And we need it. It will compel us to trust and obey God to a deeper level. It will inspire us to trust and obey him. Kind of like when a child stands at the edge of a pool and their dad is standing in the water and saying, "Come on, jump, I'll catch you." That child jumps in. That is not, reckless abandonment. It's not a foolish decision. The reason that child should jump in is because they have a reasonable decision. They made a reasonable decision based on trusting and obeying their dad. And God would say the same thing to us. So what is the soundtrack for us this year? The soundtrack that I want you to have replay in your mind over and over again is this: his mercies are new every morning and endure through all generations. Can we say that together? His mercies are new every morning and endure through all generations. Let's say it one more time. His mercies are new every morning and endure through all generations. Why do we need that as a soundtrack in our minds? Why do we need that to be the soundtrack for our life? Because sometimes life doesn't go as we planned it, right? Sometimes we are dealing with something that it's not what we pictured. And maybe you're experiencing that right now. Well, you're not alone. I want to look at a very short scripture. It's part of the story of Jesus being born. We don't really read it too often as this time of year. But there's this moment. I just want you to picture in your mind kind of what we would say the nativity set is. And even though, we can kind of put it all together, all the characters of the nativity scene. You have Mary and Joseph and Jesus in the manger. You have angels, you have shepherds, you have the wise men bringing gifts. There's a star. You have this picture in our minds of what Christmas is. But there was a time when the angels left and the shepherds left and the wise men left, and Mary and Joseph had to raise the Son of God. So I want to read Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. I want you to see what happens after everyone leaves. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother," the angel said. "Stay there until I tell you to return." Because why? Why was he being led to go to Egypt? Were the schools really good there? It would have been a good opportunity for Jesus to get a good education or maybe make a sports team there. Or maybe the economy was really good in Egypt and would have given Joseph a really good job. Why did the angel lead him to go to Egypt, lead Mary and Joseph to go to Egypt? Well, here's why. Because Herod, one of the most powerful rulers in the world at that time, is going to search for the child to kill him. We don't really think about that part of the Christmas story. We should thank God for Mary and Joseph who trusted and obeyed God to raise Jesus. And so that night, verse 14 says, that night Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother. I just want you to think this. Again, the text doesn't tell us this, But I wonder if Mary began to replay that song, that's Mary's song, the Magnificat, you know, reminding her of the faithfulness of God. And we can just say the soundtrack we're gonna put in our minds is, his mercies are new every morning and endure through all generations. His mercies are new every morning. They endure through all generations. Think about that. Joseph had to get Mary out of bed, get Jesus out of bed, say, hey, we're heading to Egypt in the middle of the night when it's the most dangerous time to travel. Imagine that soundtrack playing. His mercies are new every morning. They endure through all generation. That soundtrack is what kept them on the straight and narrow. It's kept them to trust and obey. I want to encourage you to make that your soundtrack, your thought pattern. Whatever you may be facing, his mercies are new every morning. They endure through all generation. Recently, I was having lunch with a friend of mine. He's retired and he's in his third season of life. And so we're just talking and he's asking how I'm doing and I'm asking how he's doing. And I said, how's your year been? And he said, you know what? It's been a tough year. He said, my wife and I, we added up all the days that we spent either in a hospital or a medical treatment center or some kind of medical testing. We added up all those days in 2022, and it was over 180 days that we were in some kind of medical treatment facility. That's not what you plan for when you're in the third season of life. That's not what you plan for a year. That will dampen your Christmas spirit, right? That can create some discouragement. I was like, man, that's almost half the year. But then you know what he told me? He said, you know what though? Even in spite of all of that, he said, God has always shown himself to be faithful. Even in my darkest moments, he's proven himself to be faithful, and I know he will be faithful today. And he said, I want to have the same perspective as the Apostle Paul had. To live is Christ, to die is gain. And I was thinking about that. I was thinking that is the soundtrack. No matter what you face, to have this on replay, no matter what picture you're dealing with, no matter what disappointment, discouragement you may be facing, to have that on replay, repeat, repetition. His mercies are new every morning. They endure through all generation. I don't know what you may be facing. Maybe you had a year like this guy had. Maybe you're facing something that Mary and Joseph faced. Maybe you're experiencing something that's difficult. I want to invite you and encourage you to put that mercy of God on repeat in your mind. His mercies are new every morning, endure through all generation. Can I pray for you? Would you bow your heads? Let me pray. Lord, thank you so much for your mercies that are new. God, this undeserved, unearned, unconditional, unreasonable kindness that you showed us, you extend to every person, young, old. God, I pray that we would have the courage to make this our soundtrack. Trusting in the mercy of God, knowing that you shown this through Christ your Son. So God, as we celebrate Christmas this year, my prayer is that the mercy, this miracle of mercy, would draw us to trust and obey you to a deeper level. Trust that you're a good God no matter what, and obey what you're leading us to do. And just imagine how your faithfulness will carry us through whatever life may bring. And so we thank you for it and we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name we all send, amen. Amen.